Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. John Mackey is with us again today. John is the president and founder of Master Credit Solutions. He is also the host for Give Me Credit. You hear that each weekend here. And we are thrilled that you've come along with us today because I think our topic today is going to be exactly what you want to hear. So if you've got about, I would say about 30 minutes, don't turn your radio off, because what we're going to talk about are credit and debt collectors, people who make those calls, those intimidating calls. And John, let's lay the scenario. What happens that's behind those calls? We talked last week, and you had me all juiced up for this week because I was all ready to go, too. Let's say somebody, let's create a scenario here of what happens. I take out a loan for whatever. Could it be a car? It could be a house. It could be anything.
Correct. Or it could be a medical debt. That never was paid for whatever reason.
All right. And something has happened in my life. It may be the loss of a job. It may be loss of health. It may be like those medical debts, as you've said, across our programs, they can mount up awful fast.
Right. Or you get the five or six letters in the mail saying, this is not a bill, this is not a bill, this
exactly.
is not a bill. And then the one that you don't open says, this is a bill.
This is your bill. Exactly. But now you have a debt that is unpaid.
Correct.
And what's going to happen from there with the organization to whom you owe that money?
Typically, a medical debt or the hospital or the doctor will then sell that debt. And they sell that debt to a debt collector.
Now, let's underline, because the hospital and those folks, they're not into
collecting. And they don't want the bad name associated with collecting on that debt.
Mm-hmm.
So they let the thugs go ahead and try to collect on that debt. And they hire or they sell that debt to somebody else.
Okay. And that was the case for me when you and I first met. I had a second mortgage on a house. The house ended up in a short sale. And when all the dust was cleared, and I will admit to you, I had a very poor representative going through the short sale. And I ended up, it really turned out very poorly and worse than it probably should have. But on that second mortgage, before the short sale had happened, I owed the second mortgage. It was roughly $17,000.
Right.
And the bank to which I owed the mortgage would call and call and call, but they called as a professional bank. All of a sudden, the call stopped. Then they started again.
But it wasn't from the bank.
It wasn't from the bank. The phone number was different. Everything else was completely different. And those calls got rude, and they got crude, and they got relentless. They were calling every day. They were doing all that. And I was in a position where I'd always had great credit. It was a divorce that brought me to that position. It was the economy that turned the house upside down. It was, you know, all the things, the bad things that happened all at once.
Right.
Now, you're just talking about that right now because my debt got sold.
Correct.
What happens in that transition? Let's talk about the people who come to sell the debt, right? They own this thing. What did they buy it for?
So you're talking about the debt collector themselves.
Yeah.
What do they buy it for? This is going to blow people away. Because typically, whenever I ask this question, people are thinking it's 50%, it's 40% that they purchase the debt for, and then they go off and try to collect on the full amount.
Yeah. Hang on to your hats, folks, because I was surprised too.
4%.
4%.
4%.
Now remember, they're going to represent the whole.
Correct.
If you owe $17,000, they want $17,000.
Right.
But they just picked up that for 4%.
That is correct.
So anything they make above 4%
is gravy.
Is gravy for them.
Correct. That's the profit. We don't mind people making profit.
No.
But let's have a fair disclosure on this, okay? The other part of this is that when a debt collector buys debts, they do not buy just typically one. They buy what they call a book of debt, and it's called junk debt buying.
Oh, really?
So these junk debt buyers buy a $2 million book of debt.
Yeah.
They pay 4 cents on the dollar for that $2 million. I'll let you do the math. but it's minuscule. And then they try to collect on the entire $2 million.
Now, since you've been in that party for a while, do you have any idea what their percentage of return is on their purchase price? If they bought it for 4%, what do you think they're getting back? Are they getting 50%? Are they getting?
Oh, I would think so.
At least?
But do I know? No, yeah. Because that's not information that they will disclose.
Now, let's go ahead and blow our listeners' mind one more time. Tell me what sort of documentation most often those people have about your debt.
Nothing.
Isn't that interesting?
Say it again. Very rarely does the paperwork transfer.
That just amazes me.
And as such, then they do not have the ability to collect on that debt legally. That's not to say that they're not going to try.
Well, of course they're going to try, yeah. But they come to you with authority like they have everything.
When they may have all of your private information.
Exactly.
They have, so it's their name, your name, address, social. They'll have the amount owed, who it was owed to.
Mm-hmm.
But the law states that they have to have complete proof to include all documentation of that debt.
So they don't have the contract. They don't see your signature.
No.
They don't see that stuff. It's sitting on, I mean, it may be sitting on your credit rating. But the fact is, the people who call, and that's what we're talking about right now.
Correct.
The people who call most often don't have anything other than contact information in their hand.
Right.
And the amount of debt they want you to pay them.
And the kahunas?
Oh.
To threaten you.
Oh, I tell you what.
And make you cry.
You know, this is important. Tell us about that call.
Well, there was an interview done of a debt collection agency, one in particular I won't name, I should, but I won't, in which the debt collectors were given a bonus if they could make the person on the other end of the phone cry.
Isn't that something? Folks, so when you're sitting on this end, when that phone rings, and you're feeling the pressure, that pressure is so purposeful because they want to break you down.
Correct.
Now, John, when we get back, we're going to give contact information, but we got to continue the conversation because we're going to talk about how to make it stop and what to do when they say, just send me $20.
Right.
That's all I want is $20.
Right.
All right? Folks, this is a conversation you want to engage on. You want to listen in because this is important, because if you're getting these things or you know somebody who is, you've got some information to pass along. We'll get the contact information for you in just these next few moments. Welcome and stay with us on Give Me Credit.
John Mackey here from Master Credit Solutions and the Give Me Credit radio show. Maybe you're wondering, how do I get in touch with this guy? I need help. Let me tell you how you do that. You can call me at two different numbers, 612-567-2459. That's 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400. That's 888-417-3400. You can text me also at 612-567-2459. Now, if you want general information or just to explore, you can look this up at givemecredit.us. That's givemecredit.us. We have lots of great information. This is important. It is important for you and your family. Let's get back on track again. You can rejoin the economy. Again, John Mackey, 612-567-2459 or 888-417-3400.
Welcome back, everybody, to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. John Mackey's here. John is the founder and president of Master Credit Solutions. John is also our host on Give Me Credit, giving us practical information about our credit ratings, how to scrub them, how to heal them, and how to improve them. You are the credit doctor. That may be a name already taken, but I'm just saying you are one of them.
I want the salary for those.
That's exactly right. Now, John, the first thing I want to do is to re-engage in the conversation we had before the break. And then, folks, we're going to give some contact information. And I say that so you'll get a piece of paper and a pencil ready and at hand, because you're going to want to grab this. Okay? So, John, just to recap, we talked about a lot of times the people who are now calling you and asking you to make a payment are not the people you actually owed the money to originally.
Correct.
So they have purchased your debt.
Correct.
And you said they buy a book of debt, which could be in the millions of dollars total if they got everything back, but maybe 4% of, they've paid maybe 4% of what they see as the value.
Correct. Okay?
So now they have some person sitting in a cubicle who's giving a call.
Let me ask you a question in return. You get this call.
Yes.
And they say you owe this money, and they're collecting on behalf of Capital One, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know they own the debt?
Okay, you just messed up my head here, because I don't know that.
You're absolutely right.
I don't know.
And the only way to know that is to have them prove the validity of the debt.
So how do I do that? What would be my first response?
Okay.
So let me turn that question around. I'm making the call.
And, anytime a collector makes the call,
yeah,
they have to send you at your home address what is called a Dunn letter or a Dunning letter.
How does that
and
spelled?
That D-U-N-N or D-U-N-N-I-N-G.
Okay.
It's referred to as both. But it's a disclosure as to who they are, who they're collecting on behalf of, and the amount that is owed.
And so my first response is, send me the letter.
Absolutely. Send me the letter.
Now, what does that letter contain again?
Now, let's say they call again.
Yeah.
Then, let me know. I'll give you, personally and free, a cease and desist letter.
Hmm.
Once you send that, they cannot call you again. But that letter consists, and part of the, of like I said before, all of the private information. However, also in that letter is mandated that you have 30 days to respond to that, to challenge that item.
Hmm.
And if you do that, it cannot go on the credit report until it's been verified and validated. The problem is that most people, when they get that letter, crumple it up, throw it away, and try to start hiding.
Oh, see, that's not helping you in the least.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Take what I'm trying to do here is give people back the control that they so legally own. This is theirs. They have the right to do as I'm talking about and to take back control of the situation.
So recap for me then, once the initial call comes in, your first request is, I need proof of the debt.
Send me the proof.
Okay. And that has to contain again, what in the letter do they need to contain?
Well, technically, in the letter that they send you,
right,
it's the name of the creditor that they're collecting on behalf of.
Okay.
Whether they own the debt or they are collecting on behalf of
on
another
behalf
one.
Of, okay.
The amount, all that private information.
Yeah.
And you.
Now let's talk about the continuing phone calls, because they may do that, but they're calling the next day.
What about the phone call that you get saying, "Let me verify your social."
And the answer is?
What do you have?
Perfect.
Well, let me verify this address because we want to send you this letter.
Mm-hmm.
What address do you have?
And it goes back to the bottom line is that you never give out your Social Security number voluntarily.
Ever.
Because that is where identity fraud comes in, and that just gets, that's a whole new can of worms that we
and
can't even open.
And a lot of this is happening as a result of the fraud that's happening. In other words, they're calling, they're getting data. And I'll tell you a story, whether it's this week or next week, about this company that collected $6.5 million fraudulently.
Hmm.
Okay? But, and there's a lot of other things that go along with it. But so they send you out this letter. Now you've got 30 days to respond to that letter. And you basically say in your letter back to them, I challenge the validity of this debt, period. Signed your name. Send it off.
Hmm.
Okay. Now, that's if they have your address. Now, mm-hmm. if they don't have your address, make them find it.
Yeah.
It's not up to you.
Well, yeah. And it's not as though you're trying to shirk your responsibility on the debt, but you want to make sure that it's a valid responsibility on your debt.
Correct.
You know, something just came to mind when you said that, because we know the word phishing now more than anything else, the P-H-I.
Correct.
And I had a friend who was sitting at his computer one day. I was at his house, and he said, "Oh, what's this?" And I said, what? He said, well, I'm getting something from Bank of America that wants me to validate my credit number.
Correct.
And so he said, I'm just putting some information. I said, whoa. Let me ask you my first question, and that is, do you have a Bank of America? Well, I must, because they're contacting me. Well, the fishing idea is they're going to throw the hook in the water. And if it hits, it hits. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And so companies will do that fraudulently on the other side too. You've got credit, or you've got you owe people money. They may be just fishing.
Right. And most of the time when I get those, and I get a lot of them, I will throw that away.
Right.
But one way to tell if it's phishing or not, first of all, a bank will never send this information out to you. Never.
No.
But just for giggles, hold your cursor over the hyperlink mm-hmm. in there. I did that on one of them that I was investigating.
Yeah.
And it was in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
It came from the Ukraine.
It's going to give you the whole IP number, and you're going to realize this doesn't even come from the U.S.
No.
Well, we're talking about the reality now. Let's get back to when it is valid. But that's what we're going to talk about as we get into our last segment for today. But listen, let's give that contact information. First of all, website, please.
Website, www.givemecredit.us. Yeah. Givemecredit.us.
That will get you in, and that will also give you a link to Master Credit Solutions and John.
Yes.
By the way, everything that we've talked about today, you're saying, I don't even want to get involved. That's why John is here.
Right.
Get John involved in the process and have him walk this through you. There is a texting number as well. Let's give that out.
612-567-2459.
Okay, that means right now, John's staff is standing by. You can get a text through. Again, the number is
612-567-2459.
And when we get back, we're going to give you the 1-800 number as well. If you're listening to Give Me Credit, we're talking about debt collections and the calls you're getting and what to do about them. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
You can take that to the bank.
John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions. Thank you for listening to Give Me Credit. But what this brings up is an area in which you might need help. You might need help with your credit report and your credit score. You might need to clean it up. And let me tell you, folks, I've been there. I know there is no shame in this, but let's get the good times rolling again. The only way to do that is to contact me. I need you to call me at 888-417-3400. Let's at least talk. Let's discuss your credit issues. There's no charge in this, and there's no shame. My email address, johnmackey@givemecredit.us. johnmackey@givemecredit.us.
Welcome back to Give Me Credit, folks. John, this is the point of the program that I wish we had an hour.
Yeah.
Because we're just kind of getting our wheels spinning, and they're kind of spinning like in the clay of, of a wet field, because we're just trying to get some traction here. Folks, let me set the stage. We're talking about maybe you have a debt out there, and now it's been given to a debt collector.
Correct.
And that collector is calling and calling and calling. And you're wondering, what can I do? Now, I used to believe that I had to take those calls, and you've told me I do not.
No. No. It's usually best if you want to take the call. If it gets abusive or they start calling you names, hang up. Because here's something. If they call back, it's a violation. They cannot call back that day. What you want them to do is to identify themselves. By law, they have to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if they don't, they at least have to identify themselves via a telephone number so you know where they're calling from.
Now, I did this when I started getting a little wiser. I still thought I had to take the calls.
No, you really don't.
But
you can just find out who they are.
Yeah, I found out what is your name. What is your employee number?
Correct. What company do you represent?
Company you represent and your shift supervisor. I always wanted that one person higher.
I want an address.
Exactly.
So at that point, we're sending you a cease and desist letter.
Now, I know, folks, we always feel foolish. We feel rather guilty, and there is a lot of that going around, and I think it's proper because we don't want to be people who just don't pay our bills.
Right.
There are extenuating circumstances, though, and a part of the circumstances is you do not, even though there's an owed situation, you do not have to be abused by the people to whom you owe the money.
Correct. Absolutely.
And that is important to me. You can have a legal, reasonable conversation about debt. Now, John Mackey is a guy who can step in on that, and he can help you walk your way through it.
And I can help you individually, and I also will call the debt collector themselves. Mm-hmm. Because what I like to get them to do is to get this information firsthand from me, so I can hear it, mm-hmm. okay, so that I could evaluate what's going on. And we had this just the other day where, believe it or not, this lawyer or this alleged law firm, the person that I spoke with was arguing with me and asking me if I was a lawyer because I seemed to know so much about the law. And I said, no, I was not. And then he started telling me about his, and he said, or I asked him, do you have a law degree? Are you a lawyer? He said, no, I don't. And did you know I do not have to be a lawyer to practice law?
Well, that's not a lawyer I think I want to have.
Are you serious? You don't have to be a lawyer?
Well, I'm thinking about doing brain surgery later today.
Go right ahead, but yeah. I will not be your subject. Or maybe I already have been.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. I would sleep with one eye open, my friend.
Okay.
But we are talking about what you can and cannot do, and a part of that is there are steps you can take. In fact, one of the ads that I've heard on radio, John, is you say, I can make them stop now.
Yes, absolutely.
Make them stop now.
And I can. And so can you. But I want to give you that power.
But what you're going to offer your listeners, our listeners, is the ability to take it past the stop.
Correct.
What can we do to make this right? Because even though you make the call stop, it does not mean that there isn't something hanging out there causing
Correct.
A great deal of grief.
Correct.
And making it stop is a part of the party that we want to be able to give to you folks. And that is, okay, so what do I do with that? You know, the rotten wood in my credit rating.
Right.
And with some of those bad and debts that are out there, what am I supposed to do about that?
Right.
And where am I supposed to go? Now, John, I want to make sure that people... I have a question hanging in the back of my mind
okay.
that I want to address with you next week.
Okay.
And that is the question that says, the guy says, listen, all we're asking you to do, you know, is not pay off the whole thing today, but can you send us $50?
Send us $5.
Yeah, and just kick something out there. Just do something. And your response to that question would be,
whoa.
Exactly. And that's what we want to talk about next week on the program. But because, folks, you don't know what sort of complications you step yourself into.
Absolutely.
Our purpose of the program is not helping you skirt the law. It's helping you to avoid the consequences of people who are unscrupulous, that are trying to take advantage of you when you're down.
Maybe at some point next week we can talk about some of the stories
yeah.
that I have had happened to some of my clients
yeah.
and what the result of those were, mm-hmm. what can happen to you.
Yeah. Well, give us some contact information. Now, first of all, texting is available even as we speak.
Absolutely. Okay. Or anytime.
Anytime. And what's the text number?
612-567-2459.
Now, folks, why don't you grab a piece of paper and a pencil, scramble out there if you could. Do what I do. I always tell my wife, memorize the first half, I'll memorize the second half, and we'll get this thing together.
Or just have a clean arm
yeah.
and a pen.
Again, the texting number, and John is available, his staff is available to text you back immediately, even as we speak, in fact.
Absolutely, yeah.
We want to make sure the safety net is out every time you hear us talk about this. So, John, again, the texting number is...
612-567-2459.
Now, there is a website as well. And the website, folks, is the same name of our program. It's givemecredit.us. Givemecredit.us. That will get you in. Plus, on that website, there is a link that will move you to Master Credit Solutions, which is the company that John is the president and founder of. And John can take you from there and walk you through this process. And then finally, there is a 1-800 number if you'd like to call.
And that number is 888-417-3400.
John, tell me that there is hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's 100%. I mean, absolutely there's hope. If you take control of this situation, mm-hmm. you're going to feel a huge weight lifted off of you.
Yeah.
And even if you don't have anything like this going on in your life, it could happen to you on a fraudulent basis.
Yeah.
And how many older people are targeted for this is astronomical.
Yeah. You know, this is a part of this, folks. One of the things we need to talk about that we just didn't get time to do is what happens when they stop talking to me and stop talking to my family? They talk to my boss. They call my workplace. They call my family.
Can't do it.
My wife at work. My Can't kids. My mom and dad. You Can't know, whomever. Those are things.
But they'll do it.
No, I'm. Yeah, they're not supposed to, but they do do it. And then you say, well, what? Let me say it this way, folks. Debt collecting oftentimes is a very heavy heel. And it's aimed at your throat. It purposefully is aimed at your throat. It's there to cause you to wince in pain. Not to be irresponsible. We're not teaching you to be irresponsible. We're teaching you how to respond responsibly.
Correct.
So, John, we're going to come back, and we'll be back next week. We've got a lot to talk about. You're listening to Give Me Credit. John, say adios.
Adios.
We'll see you next week on Give Me Credit.